What up, fam? Before we get to today's episode, just got to shout out our sponsors. Pay the bills here on the BCP. First and foremost, we got to shout out our official sponsor, the BCP, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located in Englishtown, Flea Market in Englishtown, New Jersey. Saturdays and Sundays from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. over at the Flea Market. Guys, get your G.I. Joes, Ghostbusters, Turtles, WWE figures, retro games, some of the best wrestling collectibles you'll find. Transformers, literally Nunez and I's favorite store. Thank you, Dan and Heather, for sponsoring the BCP. Also got to shout out our other sponsor right now, Global Wrestling Family. And we got to shout these guys out. GWF is about inclusivity and celebrating a common love for pro wrestling amongst the fans and wrestlers. T-shirts, hats, and more merch is available now. Join the group on Facebook at Global Wrestling Family. They're also located on Instagram at Global Wrestling Family. Guys, please welcome in our new sponsor, and I've tried their food. It's very good. Down in Maryland, Sam's Pizza and Subs. Chris Kane down in Maryland. Two locations, Glen Burnie and Elkridge, Maryland. And you can go to samspizzaandsub.foodtechsolutions.com to order. They got some great stuff. Pickup and delivery, 32 years experience. The food is very, very good. I was down in Maryland for Baltimore Celeb Fest. I was very hungry, and I'm a New Jersey guy, so I'm kind of spoiled when it comes to pizza. The pizza was fantastic. Sam's Pizza and Subs down in Maryland, or if we see you guys at Baltimore Celeb Fest, once you're down there, you got to try it. Thank you guys for sponsoring the show so much. We really, really appreciate it. And last but not least, we're also sponsored by the No Gimmicks Podcast, the podcast that keeps it 100% real 100% of the time. You can follow them at the No Gimmicks Fan Podcast on all podcast platforms. And they also have a Facebook group. You can join the conversation, check out what they're doing. Thanks, Kelvin and the No Gimmicks Podcast for sponsoring the show. Guys, check them out. Without further ado, check out our next episode, guys.
Yo, listen, it's Platinum Max, part of the Acclaim, the Platinum Playboy, best wrestler alive, and you are rocking with the Bob Culture Podcast. Yo, listen, Platinum on the mic, and I'm coming for your ass. I'm listening to the Bob Culture Podcast, and I think it's the hottest show in the game, because them and everybody loves the Acclaim. Now, scissor me.
Hello, I'd like to welcome you to paradise, where everyone is riding on a satellite, sending signals, praying for miracles. We should have seen this coming.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back here live at 80s Wrestling Con with someone who I know very well, work with very closely. He's your Creative Pro Heavyweight Champion. He is now your new WrestlePro Gold
Destroy
Champion.
The world. Let's go.
The Dominican Destroyer. And he's nice right now. He ain't up fierce right now.
No face paint, so we're okay right
now. So I'm safe right now. A little intimidated still. Please welcome to the show, Vargas. What's up, Vargas? Welcome in. How are you, bro?
Feeling good, guys. How are you doing today?
Doing good, man.
Good, man. Vargas, man, we're all about giving people their flowers, man. I love seeing you ride this year, man. I'm not going to lie. I talked to you throughout it, man. First of all, thank you for always taking the time with me, man. I love what we do together backstage. First guy to step up for me. I'll give you some more praise later, man. But don't want to bury the lead, man.
Checks in the mail.
Yeah, I got you, bro. WrestlePro Gold Championship. We were there when you won that medallion, man. I had a feeling that I had a feeling it was going to be the night, just based on the match, the triple threat, man.
Oh, man, did they go through it that night too?
How was that for you, that whole experience?
I think we were talking about this not too long ago. There was like, time is now.
I'm watching them. I'm watching three guys that I know personally. My mentor, Danny Moff, my brother now, LSG, one of my really good friends, Dion, and they're going through a war. And all I kept thinking was, whew, it'd be a real shame if somebody had to ruin this, right?
Yeah.
Real shame. Uh-huh. And then, you know, my manager, Pace Robinson, was like, tonight's the night. I said, let's go make a moment here. And music hits. I'm in that zone.
Wasn't he a referee?
Was.
Okay.
Was.
Okay, okay.
It's my right-hand man, Lefty.
Okay. Love it. But I got to ask you this, man. You won the medallion, but over this past year, man, and we had talked about it, like, yeah, you get a lot of the kids at Creator Pro, and I feel that that's an honor for you because they trust you, but also you're working a lot of the names. You talked about your match with Tommy Dreamer, man, and how much that
Chicago
meant to you. Well, whatever you comfortable with, we talked about it, but whatever you're comfortable with sharing here, man.
I mean, you're talking to a guy that used to go, and I'm going to shout it out here, Building 2 Apartment 7D in Alabama Projects, Paterson, New Jersey, who would stay up to God knows, because what, New York 55, sometimes you'll get it at 11, sometimes you'll get it at 2 in the morning, and it's just like, I'm going from that kid who would lie to his parents to stay
He's
up and watch.
Gorgeous.
Hi,
wow.
Honey.
They're calling you out, bro.
They could, people could call me out, but until they take my belts, they ain't got nothing to show for it. Moving on.
Wow.
Oh, dude. We're arms like this.
I'm safe now. I'm safe. They're telling me to run.
I mean.
You got to stick it to the gun show. That's all I'm
There's
saying.
There's no paint, so I'm safe right now.
Yeah. You have to take my nails off this. 60% of the time, it works all the time. If you got that Panther joke, I appreciate you and you're a culture human being. But
he beat Tommy Dreamer, by the way. Right, just now. Putting that out there. He beat Tommy Dreamer.
Yep, I've wrestled guys like Tommy Dreamer, Snitsky, Brian Myers. Wrestled two times with Brian Myers. Beat him twice.
Great feud.
But you know, now it's just on the. I got Bryce coming up on the 13th. Lord knows what a barn burner is going to be. Yes,
is that the sold out show?
Yes, it is sold out with only one match called. But
humble brag. I like it.
Hey, dude, it's fun. It's fun because I welcome positions like this.
That's good, man.
As the heavyweight champion, you gotta know, you gotta expect what's coming. Everybody's your friend, but they want your spot.
Yeah,
they want what you have. Yeah. And I was told by somebody who I respect, come and take it from me. That's how I look at it. Come and take it from me. I dare you, because I promise you, when the face paint's on, what words can we use here?
You don't want
to use any words you want, but
your ass is grass.
Yeah. There you go.
There it is.
I asked permission first because you know this is my guys here. It's my guys. I don't want to.
It's all good, my dude. We're friends right now. You got to know that Target is on your back, not only at Cap but WrestlePro, one of the arguably the biggest companies in the Northeast. Man, they're killing it, man. You got to know that Target's on your back. Like who are you wanting to fight, defend against? You know, a lot of the names are coming in and out, or is it like the Moffs of the world?
Well, for Cap, it's Bryce, but, you know, Broski is a dream. Hi, Brian. We can make this happen.
Yeah?
Of course. Okay. If I beat one of the major brothers, I got to take out the other.
That's fair.
I'm just saying.
That's a fair point.
Of course.
He wants the other major. I got it.
Of course. He's always ready, and I'm always ready to powerbomb him anytime, any place.
Wow.
But and going to WrestlePro, you got your Mops. You got your LSGs. Roosman, if he's feeling froggy. Shout out to the number one contender, CPA, you know. We gonna see each other soon, and it ain't gonna be pretty for you. I don't care how pretty you look, but there's just so many people that's out there, and there's so many different opportunities, and I'm literally ready for all of it because I could care less whether you're 4'11" or 6'12". I'm gonna pick you up, I'm gonna powerbomb you, and I'm gonna kick your ass for the one, the two, and as he'll tell you, the three.
I know it, man. I'm still a little sore, bro. I got to ask you this, Vargas. You're killing it all over the place, and it was cool to see you be the next guy up in a lot of companies, and that has certainly come to fruition, man. But I got to ask you this, man. What are the short-term goals? Is it like the PWIs? Is it the AWs? You know, we're seeing a lot of that talent come to you guys. There's a lot of the AW dark opportunities. Maybe not as much recently, but what are like the short-term goals, man?
The goal is to get on TV. I don't play around with what I know my time in the wrestling scene. I know how long I've already been in it, and the goal is to get on TV now. It's not a game for me. Never has been. This is something I love to do, and this is something that means just as much as I could say loving a family member, because that's how much wrestling has meant to me. And it's whether it's the E or AEW, doesn't matter. Impact Wrestling, New Japan. I was just got to sharing experience in backstage at New Japan. It was one of the coolest things ever. So I wouldn't mind being.
Man.
Oh, dude, I wouldn't mind being in that environment because, yeah, I'm a shark where I'm at now, but I'm trying to be a shark in other waters, dude.
Yeah,
I'm
that's it.
Ready, willing, and able to do whatever has to be done to get it to get. Notice if I got a powerbomb a guy through a couple tables, powerbomb a few people, you know, take over companies like, you know, me and shout out to my boy Pace have been doing, it's going to happen, whether they like it or not. Vargas is here to stay, and one belt is nice, two belt is nice. I am hearing this ISPW Rumble thing, you know, three belts feel really good.
Ooh,
yeah,
okay.
If you win, you get that. I believe you get a title shot down the line.
Good
or within
for 1 year.
Year, whatever it is. Yeah,
and I don't care how big Bull James is; he can go up for a powerbomb too.
Have you fought Bull yet?
Not yet, but that doesn't stop me from between air and opportunity.
Wow, that's crazy. Vargas, I'm gonna be respectful of your time, busy day here. What we talked about the long term goals. We talked about everything, man. I was gonna say, what's next for Vargas? Is it more gold? Because you just talked about it, eyeing that ISPW gold.
That is why we're here tonight, ain't it? I'm in a Rumble. Doesn't matter how many. It could be 20. It could be 30. I get in there. Bodies are going to break and people are going to hurt. The face paint comes on and the music hits. It's like the, like they said, when the glass hits, it's your ass. So,
not too shabby. Vargas, tell everyone they can follow you, get the merch. I love the shirt, by the way.
Oh, come on, man. He got Sonic, Knuckles, and Shadow? And like, come Shadow. On. Let's go.
Shout out to the next movie because you know he coming.
Oh, but, yes. I'm hyped.
Spoilers! But you can follow me at Vargas Destroyer. That's on my Facebook and Instagram. You can catch me here tonight for those that are going to be here. And May 13th, Creative Pro Wrestling.
Let's go.
In the main event.
Top guy.
Bryce Donovan. The Dominican Destroyer Vargas. Let's go.
Let's do it. Vargas, continued success. Thanks for feeding
us.
Yeah,
thank
your
you
time,
so
bro.
Much, brother.
Guys, I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, bro. Thank Ladies you. And gentlemen, Vargas, we out. Peace. Oh, he's flexing on him. Let's go.